Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, we have reached the last Sunday of Advent. And on Tuesday evening, after a pilgrimage of several weeks, we will arrive in Bethlehem. This pilgrimage invited us to step out of our past life, to convert our lives, and to wait with joyful expectation for the birth of the Lord in our hearts. This journey, this path of conversion, this joy in our souls for the coming of the Lord, whom we all need in our lives, has been the emphasis of this beautiful season which is now coming to an end. We all need to make a journey from the persons we are to the people God wants us to be. We all need to turn away from our sinful way of living and turn toward the Lord. We all need more joy in our hearts, because as Saint Francis of Assisi points out, sadness is oftentimes the worst temptation. Today, I just want to invite you to believe. If God became a child to save us, we have to become children in order to reach God. The Lord was able to take on our human nature because there was a girl who believed the impossible. Blessed are you who believed, Elizabeth said to Mary at the visitation. The Virgin conceived and bore a son. She was found with child through the Holy Spirit because of her trust. With her example, Mary is showing us the way to have access to God. Like Mary, we have to believe the incredible. This Christmas, we need to become children with baby Jesus. A child believes that everything is possible. Children do not distinguish between what we call reality and the world of the impossible. Even the most unattainable ideas are possible in a child's mind. We were that way not so long ago. Then we grew up and reality took over. Reality. That word is tricky and sometimes dangerous. Who decides what's real and what's not real? We are told some things can never happen. We hear some goals are unrealistic. We accept those compromises. And in doing so, we set limits. There are things that we can do and things that can never come about. When we draw that fine line between our idea of reality and the realm of the impossible. We are preventing God from performing miracles in our lives. This is why we need to hear the message of these Sunday's readings. God saved us through His Son Jesus because Mary and Joseph believed the impossible, namely that a virgin could conceive, that God could become a man. She believed that, and her faith opened the door to our redemption. Here is my final word for you this Advent. Faith. Journey, conversion, expectation, and faith. Not just any faith. As the Apostle James says in his letter, even the demons believe, but their faith is empty because it contains no love. We need that kind of faith that makes us bold. I invite you to remove those limits that adulthood has raised over the years. This Christmas, have faith. Let the Lord enter. Be a child again. Believe the impossible. We are afraid to believe because we don't want to be disappointed. What if we set great expectations and then things don't the way we hoped? What if we wake up and reality once again bursts our bubble? The truth is that for God there is no such thing as impossible, unachievable, or unattainable. The Archangel Gabriel said to Mary, "Nothing is impossible for God." That request that you so desperately need fulfilled, that miracle that you do not dare to ask for, the Lord wants to give it to you. Ask the Lord today to believe as Mary did. Say to God, "Lord, I want to believe without hesitation, without shadows of doubt, that the miracle I need in my spiritual life can happen this Christmas. The miracle my family needs, my marriage needs, my children need, my parents need, you want to give me. Help me believe that this Christmas you are coming to me to be born in my heart, to make all things new and be the man, the woman you created me to be." Do we believe this way? Do we believe God can move the mountains that keep us stuck and stagnant in our Christian life? Origen, a father of the church, wrote, and I quote, "What use would it be to you that Christ once came in the flesh if he did not enter your soul?" Let us pray that he may come to us each day, that we may be able to say, "I live, yet it is no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me." My brothers and sisters, let this be our prayer today, just 3 days before Christmas. Lord Jesus, born in Bethlehem, increase our faith. Come to us, come to me, enter within me, within my soul. Make me a child again. Help us to be born again with you. Transform us, renew us, change us all, and turn our hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.